This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Women candidates outnumber men in proportional representation list for House of Representatives election. Nepali Army mobilized for election security from today. President Ramchandra Podol returning home today after completing 4-day official visit to Japan. Prime Minister Susila Kharki holding talks with the stakeholders to address health insurance concerns. And U.S. Department of Justice removes thousands of Epstein documents after victims identified. Now the news in detail. Political parties have submitted closed list for proportional representation category of the House of Representatives elections, with women candidates outnumbering men, according to the Election Commission. Of the total 3,135 candidates, 1,772 are women and 1,363 are men, representing 63 political parties. The final list was published by the Commission yesterday. The Nepali Army has been mobilized from today for the House of Representatives elections under the Integrated Security Plan approved by the government. All four security agencies, the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, Armed Police Force Nepal and the National Investigation Department, have been deployed in coordination to ensure free, fair and peaceful elections scheduled for the 5th of March. Under the plan, Nepal Police and Election Police are responsible for internal security at polling stations, while the Armed Police Force handles second-level security. The Nepali Army is assigned to the outer security perimeter and has been deployed in all 165 constituencies. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Kharki has said elections in mountainous districts could be held in a second phase if weather is not favorable on the 5th of March. She made the remark while speaking to journalists after attending the concluding ceremony of a training of the Nepali Army in Nawalparasi yesterday. The Prime Minister added that in areas with few voters, elections would proceed even using vehicles if necessary, and urged everyone to participate confidently, noting no reason has arisen to postpone the vote. President Ramchandra Podol is returning home today after completing a 4-day official visit to Japan. President Podol, accompanied by First Lady Savita Podol, visited Japan at the invitation of the Japanese government to attend a special ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Japan. During the visit, President Podol paid a courtesy call on Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace. He thanked Japan for its continued support and described Japan as a reliable development partner in Nepal's socio-economic progress. He also extended an invitation to the Emperor and Empress to visit Nepal. Emperor Naruhito said Japan would continue to provide all possible assistance to Nepal. Likewise, Japanese Prime Minister Takayuki Sanae also paid a courtesy call on President Podol. Both leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Sanae said Nepal's stability is important for Japan and the region. Prime Minister Susila Kharki has taken steps to address public concerns over the health insurance scheme. She has called a meeting this afternoon at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers to discuss the issue with concerned parties. Several hospitals across the country have stopped providing services under the scheme, citing unpaid dues from the Health Insurance Board. Health service providers have said it has become difficult to continue as payments for fast services have not been received. The Health Insurance Board has reported that over 10 billion rupees are still pending for health institutions nationwide. Surveillance has been stepped up at western border checkpoints with India following the detection of the Nipah virus in the neighboring country. Hemraj Joshi, Vector Control Inspector at the Sudhir Paschim Health Directorate, said monitoring has been intensified at five border points in Kailali, Darchula, Baitadi and Kanchanpur districts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. Department of Justice has removed thousands of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein from its website after victims said their identities were exposed. According to the BBC, lawyers representing the victims said errors in redacting the files released on Friday compromised the privacy of nearly 100 survivors. Some documents reportedly included email addresses and images that could lead to the identification of victims. In a statement, survivors described the disclosure as unacceptable and said it has caused further distress. The Justice Department said all flagged files have been taken down, citing technical or human error. In a submission to the federal judge, the department said documents requested for removal have been withdrawn for further redaction and review. Ukrainian and Russian negotiators are set to begin a second round of U.S. brokered talks in Abu Dhabi, seeking progress on ending Russia's nearly four-year war in Ukraine. According to Al Jazeera, the talks come as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of violating a Trump-brokered deal to stop attacks on energy facilities. A recent Russian drone and missile batteries knocked out power and heating in Ukraine during freezing temperatures, raising doubts about the prospects for progress. Zelensky said the strike showed Moscow continues to bet on war and the destruction of Ukraine, and warned that Ukraine's negotiating team would adjust its approach accordingly. The first round of talks took place last month, marking the first direct public negotiations under the U.S. proposed plan to end the conflict. An Iranian drone was shot down on Tuesday after it aggressively approached the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. The BBC cited a U.S. military spokesperson as saying a U.S. F-35C Sleet fighter jet launched from the carrier destroyed a drone in self-defense to protect the ship and its personnel. The carrier was about 500 miles from the Iranian coast at the time. No U.S. equipment or personnel were harmed. The incident comes amid heightened U.S.-Iran tensions, with the U.S. increasing its military presence in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned a possible military action if Iran does not negotiate on its nuclear program, while Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has warned that any attack could trigger a regional war. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kushi, Bagmati and Gondaki provinces. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hills and Himalayan regions of these provinces, while the rest of the country will see partly cloudy weather. Fog or mist is likely in some areas of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Women candidates outnumber men in proportional representation list for House of Representatives election. Nepali Army mobilized for election security from today. President Ramchandra Podol returning home today after completing four-day official visit to Japan. Prime Minister Susila Karki holding talks with stakeholders to address health insurance concerns. And U.S. Department of Justice removes thousands of Epstein documents after victims identified. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.